This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It wasn't as bad as Democrats feared, but it wasn't as good as Republicans hoped. Votes are still being counted, though, in the midterm elections, so we don't yet know which party will control Congress. The AP's Sagar Magani with what we do know so far.
Democrats showed surprising strength in competitive races amid fears the GOP would capitalize on high inflation and President Biden's low ratings and seize at least one chamber. Several key Senate races remain too close to call, from Georgia to Arizona, but in Pennsylvania,
I will never let you down.
John Fetterman flipped a Republican-held seat, boosting Democrats' hopes of keeping the Senate. The GOP needed a net gain of just 5 seats to take the House.
When you wake up tomorrow, we will be in the majority.
Despite Kevin McCarthy's optimism, Democrats defied odds in some key races, and votes are still being counted in others. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats won governor's races in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Republicans held on to governor's mansions in Florida, Texas, and Georgia. Tropical storm Nicole could ramp up to hurricane strength. It's expected to hit Florida on Wednesday night. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
We are expecting the strongest winds of hurricane force to affect a smaller portion of the east coast of Florida, somewhere between Boca Raton and up toward Cape Canaveral or just north of that area. And that area is also expected to see life-threatening storm surge.
Facebook parent Meta is laying off 13% of its employees as it contends with faltering revenue. That's 11,000 jobs. Switzerland's warning about a rise in spying as tensions rise between the West and Russia and China. This is AP News. A man from Massachusetts is going to prison after prosecutors say he used part of a pandemic loan to pay his mortgage.
44-year-old Adley Bernadin of Stoughton has been given a year and 3 months in prison after applying for federal coronavirus stimulus funds and receiving $400,000. Prosecutors say Bernadin submitted a fraudulent application on behalf of what he claimed was a home health care company, falsified a tax form, and claimed the business had a monthly payroll of more than $175,000. Prosecutors say he used the money to pay his home mortgage and wrote checks to people he knew. I'm Donna Warder.
A pear-shaped 18-carat pink diamond sold at auction for almost $29 million. An unidentified Asian buyer snapped it up. The diamond was mined in Brazil more than 15 years ago. Christie's calls it a true miracle of nature. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.